ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नाष्टभयेशवदेशो नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवद्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवदि नैष्टिके एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदियन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनम यस्या साव पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिं परम निगम कल्प तरोर गलितं परम सुख मुखदमृत दिवसं बुदं विवदपगतं रासमालयं मुहुरो राशिक भू विभावुकः. Reading from the 10th canto, 8th chapter, text number 25. So this meter is known as Vasantilak, just like the Brahma Samhita. Sringagni damstyasi jaladvijakantake bhya. Krira paravati chalosa sutau nishedhum. Griyani kattum api yatra na tachchananyau. Shekata apaturalam manaso anvavastham. Shringi with the cows. Agni fire. Damstream. Monkeys and dogs, asi, swords, jala, water, dvija, birds, kantakebhya, and thorns, krira parau ati chalau, the babies, being too restless, engaged in play, Swasutau, their own two sons, Nishedhum, just to stop them, Griyani, household duties, Katumapi, by executing, Yatra, when, Na, not. Tajjananyau, their mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, Shekate, able, Apatu, obtained, Alam, indeed, Manasa, of the mind, Anavastham, equilibrium. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: when Mother Yashoda and Rohini were unable to protect the babies from calamities threatened by horned cows, by fire, by animals with claws and teeth, such as monkeys, dogs and cats, and by thorns, swords and other weapons on the ground, there were always anxiety and their household engagements were disturbed. At that time they were fully equipoised in the transcendental ecstasy known as the distress of material affection. For this was aroused within their minds. Purport. All these pastimes of Krishna and the great enjoyment exhibited by the mothers are transcendental. Nothing about them is material. They are described in the Brahma Samhita as Ananda Chinmaya Ras. In the spiritual world there is anxiety, there is crying, and there are other feelings similar to those of the material world. But because the reality of these feelings is in the transcendental world, of which this world is only an imitation, Mother Yashoda and Rohini enjoy them transcendentally. Om Ajnana Timiranda Sya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stavitam Yena Bhutane Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Savadantigam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Ganta Radha Ganta Namastade Dapta Ganchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishamano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nastiva 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 Gattiranyatam. So here in the 10th canto, we're discussing about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna. It is mentioned in scriptures by our acharyas that we know three Purushottam. Lila Purushottam Krishna, who is the source of everything. Ete Chamsa Kalapumsam Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. The many personalities of Godhead. But the original of all of them, Adi Purush, as it mentioned by Lord Brahma also in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vignana Adi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the source of everything, of all the spiritual material worlds, of all the incarnations, which are unlimited. And is eternally residing in the spiritual realm Golok Vrindavan with his associates. That is described also in the 10th canto about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, which we are discussing here. Specifically about Krishna's pastimes in this world, in the material world. But he's coming and he's always transcendental. So two kinds of lila. One is Nitya Lila in the spiritual world, also known as Aprakat Lila. Because we cannot see with our eyes. And then Prakat Lila there, the manifest pastimes, which can be seen when Krishna is appearing, which is once in the day of Lord Brahma, which happened 5,000 years ago. But also in this material world, Krishna is continuously appearing in each of the universes, just like the sun appearing now, and then after 1 hour in Pakistan, after 2 hours in Iran, 3 hours in Turkey, after 4 hours in Europe, and so on, after 10 hours in America. So the sun is ever present, but appearing in different places and disappearing, rising and setting. Similarly, the pastimes of Krishna are like that. And they're most wonderful. And that is Lila Purushottam Krishna performing very sweet pastimes. And then we have Prem Purushottam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the embodiment of love of Godhead also. Although he's Krishna himself, but he's non different actually from Radha and Krishna. See Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. And so he's coming in this world also just after Krishna has appeared, 4,500 years after, and performing his pastimes. But also his pastimes are eternally going on in the spiritual world, in the highest realm known as Krishna Loka, which is divided in four. Dwarkapuri, Mathurapuri, Golok Vrindavan, Braj Vrindavan, and the fourth is Shvetadip Navadvip. So eternally they're going on. But when this material world is manifested, Krishna himself and Mahaprabhu also is appearing to attract the conditioned souls, to help them realize their spiritual nature. So Sri Chaitanya himself is the Supreme Lord, but he's coming as a devotee also to show how to practically serve Krishna. And establishing the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then similarly also, we very much respect Maryada Purushottam, Ram, Ramchandra Bhagavan, who is residing also eternally in the spiritual world known as Ayodhya Dham. At the same time, he's coming also in this world, and performing his pastimes also to help the conditioned souls understand their spiritual nature, their transcendental nature as jivas, as spirit souls having a relationship with either Krishna or with Ram or with Vishnu. And so in this material world the pastimes are there, and they are known also as Naravat Lila, just like a human being. But ultimately the eternal pastimes are there, and everything in this material world, as Prabhupada is explaining also, is actually perverted reflection of the spiritual world. It is only an imitation. The material world is an imitation of the spiritual world, in order to rectify the conditioned souls who since time immemorial have been conditioned, Nitya Bada and Adi Bada. So by coming in contact with the devotees, with the Lord, they can realize their transcendental nature. So for that purpose, Krishna, Ram and Mahaprabhu have come. These three Purushottams have come to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls and try to bring them to the spiritual world. So when the Purushottam is coming to this world, he's coming with his eternal associates who are never bewildered, who are always serving him. And so today also we will be discussing about two of them, Sita Devi, the eternal consort of Ramchandra Bhagavan, and then Janavama, who is the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu, the eternal potency. And then also we'll speak a few words about Madhu Pandit, a great Vaishnava associate of the Lord in Gaur Lila, and is there in Krishna Lila also. So, but first of all we would like to say a few words about Purushottam Sri Krishna. And as explained here, so in this verse, and how Madhu Yashoda, they were very nicely relishing the wonderful exchange with Krishna. But here in this verse specifically, the transcendental anxiety of Madhu Yashoda and Rohini is explained as Krishna and Balaram, they were going out with their friends, that is at after their breakfast, nice breakfast they have, then they're going to the pasturing grounds, Gocharan Lila. According to the scriptures, so that is known as Purvana Lila, forenoon pastimes. And then, so as it is natural for any mother, even in this world, you can see that when the children are going after the breakfast to school, then the mother usually is more than the father, because he's engaged in earning money or doing his business or teaching, whatever it may be. And he's also taking care of the children, but more in the terms of supplying the money, and then in the morning and evening he will spend some time. But the mother has to be more absorbed in trying to raise the children. And and then they are also more concerned, so after sending them to school, and the father is already gone somewhere. So Nanda Baba is then busy with the other coward man and discussing so many things, how to proceed in the life and to solve the problems which may always be there, especially in the material world, whereas in the spiritual world there are practically no problems. And so naturally they are a little anxious because they don't see their children, they are still small, and there's a chance, because there are thorns also on the ground, and they may be hurt by that, by the thorns. And therefore one time she wanted to give him some paduka, some kind of shoes, traditional shoes. And then also it was hot in the summer. And she thought, I will bring one servant and he can hold the umbrella. And then Krishna is saying, no, no. What about then the cows and the calves? If you give some kind of footwear for the cows and one servant for each cow holding the umbrella, then I will also be ready to do that, which is an impossible task because there are 900,000 cows. And then she forgot about that. So it shows that although he's the Supreme Lord, but he's very much always most humble, the Supreme Lord. And he's taking care and he wants to see that all his devotees, even the animals in the spiritual world and in this world, that everyone is very well taken care of, and especially the cows. Nama brahmane devaya go brahmane itaya jagaditaya krishnaya govindaya namo namaha. So then also there are monkeys. And like here we know the monkeys are always creating some problem. They're stealing the glasses, the bags. And sometimes even without reason, sometimes they're jumping on the people, even on the children sometimes. And dogs are there also. And even actually in the spiritual world, the monkeys and the dogs are there. And they all have a name. Like one of Krishna's monkeys, his name is Dadiloba. He's greedy for yogurt. And there are two dogs there known as Vyagra and Brahmaraka. So that is explained in the scriptures. And of course the parrots are there and others. But they are a little anxious. And they have seen many demons coming. So, and there's some anxiety is there, some fear is there. But it is completely transcendental. Their emotions are all transcendental. So here it is mentioned also about their relationship with Krishna. So as mothers, so they have the vatsalya bhav, maternal affection, parental affections towards Krishna. So that is a sthayibha of the permanent ecstasy. But at the same time, the different other emotions are there known as vyabhichari bhav, which are coming and going, which are 33 numbers according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwal Nilamani. Like, so one of them is here, as explained here, anxiety, becoming very anxious. But their main bhav, that Krishna is my son, that is never disturbed, that is permanent. Whereas the other emotions, they are coming and going. So some anxiety is there. But as soon as in the evening they come back, all anxiety is gone. All sadness is gone. And then the other emotions are there, like happiness, joyfulness. So they are coming and going like the waves in the ocean or in the rivers. But because Krishna is in the center, so they are completely transcendental, these emotions. So we as devotees, we also have to put Krishna in the center. And then even though in the beginning we are not transcendental and emotions are there, material emotions may be there, but by engaging Krishna's service, the body, the mind and the words constantly, then slow and keeping Krishna the center, then the emotions, they become purified, and ultimately then we also become completely transcendental, and then all the emotions, everything will be transcendental. So that is to be attained. In the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning as many times in this chapter and in the previous chapters, this line Ananda Chinmaya Ras. So this relationship, just to show it, is completely spiritual. Chinmay, ras. Ras means the transcendental mellow, the exchange, which is there. So even in material world, there's some ras is there, some taste is there, as we know. Even in eating, six flavors are there, six rasas are there, sweet, salty, bitter, astringent, and so on. And there's a certain taste which is there. So in the exchange with Krishna, or even material world, there's some exchanges are there, but that is material. But when Krishna is in the center, then it is a spiritual, completely spiritual. So Chinmayat is indicating it is transcendental, nothing to do with this material world. And Ananda, it is full of bliss. That is a transcendental nature. It is eternal. It is full of knowledge, cognizant. Sat-chit Ananda, and full of transcendental bliss. So Prabhupada, this specific line, Ananda Chinmaya Ras, or he has explained that Krishna is Ananda Chinmaya Ras Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha, the embodiment of all transcendental mellows, as in the first sloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindh, Rupa Goswami has explained, Akila Rasamrita Murti Prasimara Ruchi Rudha, Tarapali, Kvalito, Shama Lalito, Radha Prayer, Vidur Jayati. So all glories to the moon that refers to Krishna. And then he's the Akila Rasamrita Murti, is the embodiment of all these transcendental melodies which are there in the transcendental realm, in the conjugal relationship and the relationship with parents and friends and so on. And so then, of course, he served, especially the gopis are mentioned in the first verse, which is actually then indicating the essence of everything. As in the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, so the different steps of devotional service, and is explaining first about Vaidhi Bhakti and then Vanashram Vaidhi Bhakti, surrendering to Krishna, but then about the five transcendental mellows, Shantaras, Tasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and then the Madhuryaras, that the highest, the essence of all, Adiras. As explained also in the Bhagavatam, the first verse, Janmadi. Adi not only refers to the creation and so on, but it refers to the original ras, which is Adi ras, that is Madhurya ras. So that also, so Prabhupada many times he's mentioning in the previous chapter, in a few purports, and he's also explaining two verses, Angani yasa sagalinda vittimanti pashanti panti kaliyanti jaram jaganti ananda chinmaya rasam Ananda Chinmaya Sad Ujjwala Vigrahasya. Ananda Chinmaya Sad Ujjwala Vigraha. So Ujjwal. So again, Ananda Chinmaya Ujjwal, that is referring ultimately to the Gopi Bhav, the conjugal relationship. And the other one is there also. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi. So again, referring to, and then there, the internal energy is there, and especially the pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, and then her associates, the gopis, and in that that relationship is most relishable for Krishna, the Adiras, the Madhurya Ras. And everything is actually supporting, all the other rasas are supporting the Sringar Ras ultimately. And so Krishna is Mool Shakti, Mool Roop. Adipurush is the origin of everything. And Srimati Radharani is Mool Shakti, the origin of all the goddesses of fortune. All the Lakshmi Devis are expansions of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, Sita Devi is the expanded form ultimately of Srimati Radharani. And so even and then Janavama and Ananga Manjari and so they may be all expansions of Srimati Radharani ultimately. So that the Acharyas have explained. We should try to be situated on the transcendental plane, and then we can properly serve Krishna, and then we can relish this transcendental mellow and these wonderful pastimes between Krishna and his associates, or Ramchandra Bhagavan and his associates, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So today is the appearance of Sita Devi, the eternal consort of Sri Ram. Ramchandra Bhagavan ki? Yes. Sita Devi ki? Yes. So it is, as we know, Ramchandra Bhagavan, so he appeared in Ayodhya, and so here in Bharatvarsha, in still belonging to Uttar Pradesh, and then not so far, but in Bihar district, Pradesh. So it's one place known as Sitapur or Sitamai, different names may be given, where Srimati Sita Devi appeared. And so her father's name is known as Janak Maharaj, and he was actually the king of that area of Bihar and even of Nepal. And so Janakpur is there. And actually, there was a drought at that time. There was no rain for quite some time, and everyone was worried because we need water. Even one time I was here, 19, maybe it was 82. Usually now, of course, we are very fortunate because there was a cyclone, and so we had a nice rain the last days. But usually summertime, May is already very hot, very hot. April, May and June. So June still to come. But then everyone is looking forward for the rainy season, and then there's a great relief from the heat. 45, 46, 47, 48 degrees. But one time also I experienced in 1982, there was no rainy season. Everyone was waiting after the sun, but practically no rain was there. Just maybe a few days, a few drops. So it was hot almost till Kartik time, till September. So there was a drought, there was no rain. And then the king, so then he, because it is mentioned in scriptures, by yajna, then rain will come. And now if one is keeping the Lord in the center and worshipping Him and doing yajnas, then all the necessities which are required will be supplied. So therefore yajna is required in the age of Kali, of course. The yajna is Nam Sankirtan. But also we do some yajnas sometimes for the different samskars to establish the deities or temples. So that is required. But the main yajna is Harinam. And one time there was a drought in South India, and Prabhupada was in Hyderabad. Also there was no rain. And then he told the devotees, let us chant the Maha Mantra, let us have Harinam Sankirtan. And they did Harinam Sankirtan, and shortly after that it rained. And everyone was very thankful to Prabhupada and the devotees. So by that time in Treta Yuga, the Yuga Dharma anyway is yajna, fire sacrifice. So then they made all arrangements, and then so the king will take part also, but the priests are chanting the mantras, offering the ghee. But the yajaman is there, the one who is sponsoring and organizing, and that is the king. So then the little ceremony is there before also, that they were actually plowing the field. So usually the king is not doing that. He's there in the palace and giving orders. But just to start the ceremony, he was plowing the field, and then suddenly there was a box in there, in the ground, and they took it out, and then he opened, and one little girl was there. Sita Devi Maharani ki. And then he brought her up, and of course that is a pastime of the Lord, wonderful pastimes. And then she grew up very nicely under Janak Maharaja's, of course, and his wife's care. And then there were three sisters there also, and so they all grew up together. And on the other hand, as we know, Ramachandra Bhagavan, he appeared as a son of Dasharat Maharaj and mother's name, Kaushalya, yes. So, and he had many wives, and he didn't have a child, and therefore he did one yajna, so in order to get a child. And so one priest was called, who was specified. There are many priests who are doing different activities. So Vishishtha Muni, of course, was there, but he was not doing this ceremony. They called one priest who is specialized in this, so that they could have children. So they do the yajna, and then sweet rice was offered also. And then, so the prasadam was given to the wife, to Kaushalya, but then she divided that also with Kekai and Sumitra. And then they ate that, and then they all became pregnant, and then Ramchandra Bhagavan and Bharat Maharaj and Shatrughna and so they appeared. And then they, of course, had their wonderful childhood pastimes, and of course the girls also, wonderful child pastimes. But then the time was there to get them married, and they belong to each other. In the spiritual world, they're always together. And there's no birth and no death and no old age, but they're eternally together in Swakiya Bhav, as husband and wife in the spiritual world. And but in this world, so they grow up, and then the time for the marriage is there. And Janak Maharaj, he wanted the most qualified person to become the husband of his most beloved Sita Devi. And so for that he engaged one Swayamvar, in which they invited all the powerful kings. And she was actually, usually they were able then to choose also, but there was also one task to be performed. There was a big arrow there. Yes, Swayamvar, yeah, but there was a big arrow there, Dhanush, of Lord Shiva. So that was put there, and actually nobody could lift that. But the task was to lift that and to string it also. So they called all these powerful kings, but it was very heavy, and everyone tried and was not successful. And then Ram came, and very easily picked it up, and everyone, hoi, 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 wow, so powerful. And Sita Devi, of course, very much, and natural affection and love was manifested there, because they belonged to each other. And actually Ramchandra had come with Vishwamitra Muni and his brother Lakshman already, and that met also in one garden for a few seconds. They saw each other, but then of course, as it is the rule, usually men and women, they stay separate, especially only after marriage, then they will come together. Otherwise men are doing things together and women together, and usually the women at home, but of course you have to see time, place and circumstances, and now is another thing, but that was the system. And so they were protected at home, and they were taking care of the house, and they were cooking and sewing, doing household things. And the man was there and working, and whatever it is, as brahmanas or as kshatriya or as vaishya or just doing normal work. So at the time of the Swayamvar, of the marriage, so then the kings were there and they were not able, but Ram easily lifted that. And then, not only that, but then he was trying to string, and he put the arrow, and he pulled very hard, and that bow broke. And there was a big sound. Of course, Lord Shiva smiled, and he understood that his Ram, so did that. But then Parashuram heard about that, and he came there also, and there was a little argument with Ram and Parashuram, transcendental. So then she gave the varmala, the marriage garland to Sri Ram, and then the marriage ceremony was then performed, and they were happily married. And the three sisters, of course, then a big function was held later on, and the three sisters of Sita, they were married to the three brothers of Ram. So they all stayed in Ayodhya, as is the custom. The girl leaves her house. There's a ceremony, yagya usually is done, of course, and then then they leave home, and all the mothers are crying. So they were all crying and feeling separation, and then they reach home, and then they stay there and they serve. And they're growing up nicely. And at one point, we know that Dasharat, as it is normal, even the devotees, they get old, white hair coming here, not able to walk so nicely, not able to see nicely. And then we know now we have to prepare for the thing which is unavoidable, that is giving up the body. Because we are eternal, we want to remain forever, but in this body it is not possible, only in the spiritual world. So then Dasharat, of course, so he knew that now I'm getting old and I have to prepare for giving up the body, but now I have to give the responsibility of the kingdom to my eldest son, Ram. So all preparations were made. But then, due to having given a boon to his second wife, KK, And then and there was some intrigue, some politics there, which are happening sometimes even amongst even in the Lord's pastimes, by his arrangement, some transcendental politics are there. So therefore Keikei, she was asking for a boon, which she got. She helped her husband during a battle one time when he was in difficulty. So then he said, "Yes, whatever. I remember I gave you two boons. You can ask." Then she said, "I want two things. One, that Ram should be banished to the forest, and my son Bharat should be enthroned as the king." But when he heard that, he was like struck by a thunderbolt, and he couldn't believe that Kaikeyi was saying that, and he was completely devastated. But then he had to keep on. That it was just the day before he was supposed to be crowned as the next king. All the preparations were made for a big function. Abhishek is performed of the king, and mantras are chanted, yagya is performed, and then of course all the important members are called, and so big function, and then of course at the end is prasad for everyone. So he was devastated, and then the news spread, and so then he had to leave, and he left. But then Sita Devi, although Ram didn't want her to follow, but she also followed him. And then of course Lakshman also, he followed, and then they all went to the forest. And at that time Bharat was actually not there. And Shurtukna also, they had gone to another place. But then they heard the news, and they also quickly came back. And very disappointed he was, Bharat, that his mother did that. And so she was although nobody wanted her to follow, but as a faithful wife she followed him to the forest, giving up the royal opulence, which is difficult for a woman. The man, they can more easily just give up everything, but for women to give up saris and jewelry and comforts of the house, very difficult. But because she had so much love for Ram, she gave up immediately everything. And he was dressed as a renunciant practically, and she also took the robes of a renunciant. And she also went to the forest with him. And there she served him very nicely. Of course, with Lakshman was there, and that the divide, even before when the marriage was there, before the marriage, Lakshman was always serving Ram. But the time after the marriage, then Lakshman was a little bit put in the back. And in the inner chamber, he could not go inside where Sita and Ram are. And he was a little bit feeling that, now my seva is gone of my seva. But what to do with you? He had to accept. Even when in the forest, so Ram was doing some things and Sita Devi was doing some things. So they had to, even just now we had some discussion with some devotees in dividing the seva. And then one devotee was saying, "So what is my seva and what is his seva? Because we don't want any clash." So also there, even in the transcendental loving exchange of the Lord and his associates, so sometimes the borders are given of who will do what. So then even in the forest, Sita Devi was doing some seva and Ram was doing some seva for Ram. Lakshman was doing some seva for Ram. And then as we know that Ram, I was there, and then in the forest with Sita and Lakshman, and then Ravana took her and to Lanka, and separation was there, and then with the help of the monkeys, Lakshman especially, the Hanuman, so they found out where she is, and there was a big fight, and Ravana was killed, and then then of course they came back, but then some of the inhabitants of Ayodhya, they were not happy and they were criticizing Ram. So therefore Ram was a little unhappy. What to do now? Because they were saying, how come there was a washerman that his wife had come back late, and then he chastised her. He didn't believe that she's faith and she's faithful, and chastising her and saying that I'm not like this Ram whose wife was away for so many years and still he took her back. So in this way, criticizing both Ram and Sita. So he had heard about this, and then he was very much sad, but he didn't tell Sita anything because he knew that she's faultless. But then she also, of course, very intelligent, the queen, then she asked her assistants to also find out what is happening, why Ram is like this, so sad and not acting normally. And then they found out, Guptachar, so were hidden, finding out what is the talk, village talk, or Logvichar, what the people in the town are talking. And then they got the information that what happened. And then she herself decided that she will leave. And then she was given to Valmiki, Rishi. She was brought to his ashram, and he took care of her. And then she was already pregnant, and two sons came, Lav and Kush. And so then when they grew up, then at one point they came to the court and they were glorifying the wonderful pastimes of Ram. And of course Ram knew exactly where they are, but they did not know about Ram, and they did not know actually even who their mother was, the queen ultimately. And then she was called back, and of course at that time also then still some hesitation was there to bring her back. And then she asked Prithvi Devi to call her back. And so she came from the earth and she went back to the earth. Sita Devi Ki. So also today is the appearance day, already 9 o'clock, but we'll just speak a few more minutes about Anjana Vama. So also a great personality, the internal potency of the Lord. So she was so the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu, and so he's not different from Balaram. So she had a sister also, so they were daughters of one wonderful devotee, Surya Das Sarakela. So they didn't find a suitable husband for a long time, and they were worried. But then by the arrangement, by the internal potency, then they were introduced to Nityananda, and then ultimately Janava and her sister, they were given in marriage to, they were offered, Kanidan was, of course, first is Vagdanam. They promised that they will give their daughters, like we say engagement nowadays or ring ceremony, but traditionally is known as Vagdanam, giving the word, Vag, the word, Danam, giving the word that after 1 month, after 2 months, or half a year, I will give my daughter. And then the boy's parents, they will accept. Usually there's a ceremony for that also, according to Shastra. And then the marriage ceremony, of course, was performed in a very wonderful way. And so they got married. Actually, they were, of course, we know from Bengal, and in one place near Navadip known as Shaligram. One place known as Shaligram. So Surya Das was from there. And so they grew up there, and the marriage ceremony was performed. And they stayed with Nityananda Prabhu. And so it is mentioned that actually she didn't have any child, whereas her sister, what's her name again? Janava and Basuda. So she had two children, Virabhadra and Ganga Devi. And so it is mentioned then also that, of course, Nityananda Prabhu, he's also Adiguru, and gave so many wonderful instructions to many devotees and guidance and blessings. But after Mahaprabhu and Nityananda disappeared, and then Janava Ma, so she was actually empowered to give devotional service also to others. But she always remained very humble. And but she, because of her empowerment, she attracted so many persons and helped them in their spiritual life. And then the first Gopunima festival was held in Keturi Dam. That is Narottam Das Thakur's place. And at that time they installed many deities. And there was one of the associates of the Lord also, very dear friend of Narottam, Srinivas Acharya, who was the priest, who was doing the installation ceremony. And Janava Ma, she was supervising the cooking for the festival. The Abhishek is performed, and after that, of course, there's a big feast offered to the deities, and then prasadam is distributed. So she was an expert cook, and so under her supervision, it was cooked and for the pleasure of the Lord and then the devotees. And then she was traveling, actually, and she came to Braj, of course, also, and she stayed in Radhakon for quite some time, and of course she had the vision of the Lord also, of Krishna. So at Radhakon there's a bedtak where she used to stay, and near Raghunath Das Goswami's Samadhi, nearby, famous place. We can go there, and very much appreciated by the devotees, that place, and they go do bhajan there in order to get the mercy of Janava Ma. So she stayed there, but then again she traveled to many places in Bengal. But towards the end of her life she came back to Vrindavan, and she stayed in Vrindavan also. And one time she took darshan of Gopinath, and it is said that she entered the deity. Some say that actually Gopinath came and grabbed her by the hand and took her on the altar, and then she disappeared. And therefore there's a deity there also which is known to be Ananga Manjari, because it is mentioned that actually so Janava and her sister there, Vasudha and Revati, the wives of Balram. But also it is mentioned in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika by Kavikarna Purna that Janava Ma, she is actually a manifestation of Ananga Manjari. So of course there are different forms are there. So she's there eternally in Shwetadip Navadvip as the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu. And then also she is there in Braj as the wife of Revati of Balaram. But then she's also there, Ananga Manjari, who is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. And she's also a manifestation of Balaram, because Balaram is serving Krishna in all the rasas. Is there as the holy dam or the different paraphernalia of the Lord in Chantaras, and is there in Dasyaras. He's the mood. He has the mood that Krishna is my Lord. Although he's also Bhagavan, but Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasada Britya. Krishna is the only Ishwar and everyone else is servant. Sarvaloka Nayaka is the only Nayak, hero. Krishna is the only hero. Even Prabhupada mentioned in one of the purports where Saha Balaram is mentioned, but the Krishna, the Prabhupada is explaining that the Krishna is the actual hero in Krishna Leela. And everyone else is servant and assisting and wanting to serve. Even Balaram, he wants to serve. So as servant, he's serving sometimes, massaging the feet of Krishna. Of course, sometimes Krishna is massaging the feet of Balaram, because Balaram is there, the elder brother, and he has some Vatsalya Bhav, protecting Krishna or helping Krishna sometimes. Even Mother Yashoda Rukmini at the Rohini, they're telling Balaram, you please take care when they are going out. Please take care of Krishna that no animal is disturbing him or nothing happens to him. And Balaram is saying, yeah, of course, I will help, I will take care. And the best of friends, very good friends. So many friends are there of Krishna. Balaram is one of the best friends, his brother and best friend also. But then in the conjugal mellow, he wants to serve also. Therefore, he's expanding eternally. He's there as Ananga Manjari, who is also a manifestation of Radharani. So the younger sister, but so the Balaram is there. So manifestation of Balaram, Ananga Manjari, a very special personality, Ananga Manjari. In the pastimes of the Lord, sometimes, although the Manjaris usually are longer than the gopis and assisting Radharani in the service of the other gopis, Ananga Manjari is special, and she's not under anybody's practically, but she's serving directly sometimes Krishna in a loving exchange. So Janava is a very special personality. And so we pray to her so that we can advance nicely as sadhakas and we can attain the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then also we pray to her in the form of Ananga Manjari so we may be able to approach Srimati Radharani and the other gopis and we may be able to give satisfaction in that realm to Krishna. Sri Janava Mahad ki. Also today is the disappearance of Madhu Pandit, the great Vaishnav. And interestingly also, actually, he was taking care of the Gopinath deity, in which Janava Ma also entered. And then they made a deity also there of Ananga Manjari, which is on Gopinath's left side, and Radharani is on Krishna's right side. Usually Radharani is on the left in other temples, but there, because Ananga Manjari, and she's younger, she's on the left side. So he was serving these deities of Gopinath, and the deity, and there, Madhu Pandit. So, and he's been glorified for that. And so he's a wonderful devotee, but not so much is mentioned about him, just that he was worshipping Gopinath. And also it is mentioned that he was a disciple actually of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit, he had many disciples, although Mahaprabhu didn't have any direct disciples, but Gadadhar Pandit, he had many disciples. So one of them is Madhu Pandit. And Madhu Pandit, so he also blessed Srinivas Acharya and Narottam and Chamananda before they went out. That is the first Sankirtan party. Also empowered by Jiva Goswami, they were going to bring the granthas, the books of the Goswamis to Bengal and to Orissa and to Assam. So they also took darshan of Gopinath. At that time Madhu Pandit was there and he gave them a garland of Gopinath. He gave them garlands, especially to Srinivas Acharya. And then they were going for their transcendental preaching, first Sankirtan party. It is mentioned that Madhu Pandit Goswami in Krishna Leela, he's a Sakhi. See, he's a Mandali Sakhi. His name is Mandali Sakhi under Champakalata Sakhi, serving the divine couple. See, Madhu Pandit Prabhu ki. So pray also to him that we may attain the shelter of Mahaprabhu. And in this form as Mandali Sakhi, we pray to her that we may be also engaged in the service of the divine couple. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Madhu Pandit Prabhu ki. Janavama ki. Sita Devi ki. Sitaram ki. Sisirade Shyam ki. Satchinandana Gaura Hari ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.